This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. And I've been up in the cool country of the Sierra Anchas for the last couple weeks, watching things dry up. It's scary dry out there. So I'm going to pass it along one more time. And might not be the last you hear of it this year, but please, please respect the fire restrictions. No open flames of any kind. The 377 fire, my understanding, that one up in Apache County was caused by someone pulling a trailer and the safety chains were dragging on the asphalt and the sparks from that were enough to ignite the blaze. There's a major fire going up near Durango, Colorado. Oh, it's going to be a long time before we see the end of it, I'm afraid. And the plants and animals are suffering from it also. Up where I am in Seven Mile Canyon, the cattle tanks have gone dry 3 weeks ago already. In the canyon itself, there's some plunge pools, but they're not really accessible to cattle. And the ranchers have basically pulled all their cattle off the range, brought them into feedlots, or have sold them off early and lightweight. At the gate to the camp that I caretake, there's a little spring. It's called Sparky Spring. There's a fish and wildlife fence around it to keep cattle out and allow the water to stay clean for wildlife. And we appreciate that too, because our well is downstream from that little spring. Now, normally into May and the heat of the beginning of June, until the monsoon comes, this spring, it flows for a distance of maybe 20 yards. And that's a nice little riparian spot up in the Ponderosa Pines and Gambles Oaks, just a little below 6,000 feet elevation. There's a lot of animals that get their water there. Two different flocks of turkeys, mule and white-tailed deer, elk, songbirds of all stripes. Well, that little spring is now no larger than a mixing bowl. There's one low spot that has been holding its water, and it's doing something that I had seen in the Grand Canyon numerous times around springs that have cottonwoods. And that is this. First thing in the morning, there's some water in the bowl, perhaps 3 or 4 liters. But as the day goes on and the trees transpire and their roots suck up water, that little spring dries up. And then, after dark, as the trees cease their photosynthesizing for the day, the water table slowly recharges, and by morning there's water in the pool there again. It's going to be a rough season. Leaves are turning and falling off the manzanita on the open slopes. There are oak trees that haven't bothered to leaf out. Please, please, go out and enjoy the areas that are still open. Observe the closures, do your homework before you go, and no flames, please. So looking forward to seeing you doing right by the forest. This has been Arizona Trails with Eb Everett.